It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. If you are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle. Israel being led by Joshua towards the promised land came across River Jordan. This journey, they have never done it before. They were going to a land that had been the dream of their lives. All these people, except their children that they gave birth to on the road, were born in a land of called Egypt, which was a land of bondage. So they grew up only knowing slavery. They never knew freedom. And all the dream they had was to get into this land of promise. This journey so far, as at the point that Joshua and Israel were at River Jordan, had taken about 40 years. 40 years in the wilderness trying to find the promised land, the land of promise. And here they were before Jordan. And there doesn't seem to be a way of entry into the promised land, the land of their dream. My dear brother, my sister, if you're listening to me today, I'm going to show to you one key that can take you into the dream of your life. They have been in the wilderness for 40 years. And now they came so close to the land of promise. And here was Jordan that was impassable. There was no bridge, there was no ship, and there was no way across the Jordan. Like we saw a fortnight ago, God said to Joshua, "Don't stay here. Go across the Jordan and cross it over into Canaan. That land is a land that is flowing with milk and honey. But there is Jordan." God says, "Go towards it. And I will give you the secret across Jordan." Joshua chapter 3, verse 3. After God had spoken to Joshua in the previous chapter, Joshua communicated to the elders, to the leaders. They, the leaders, commanded the people, saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priest, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it." When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priest, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Now, Israel had come just some distance away from the bank of River Jordan. River Jordan is not a stream. A stream, if you are very good at swimming, you might be able to go across it. River Jordan was a big river that sometimes overflowed its banks. They were looking at Jordan some distance away. They could see it. It's impassable. What are we going to do? Then the people were commanded according to the counsel of the Lord. When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priest, the Levite, bearing it, then shall ye remove from your place. As you guys are camped all along, when you see that ark move, don't wait behind. Then at that time, you should remove from wherever you are and begin to move. Go after it. I gave you the idea why the Ark of the Covenant was what they have to go after. The Ark of the Covenant was simply a wooden structure that was constructed from a wood called sheeting, because likely that wood was picked from sheeting, a place called Shittim. So this wood was constructed of the wood of Shittim. And so it was simply a wood, what you could have used as firewood. Now, that wood was used to construct this ark, but there was something inside the ark that made this wood of Shittim become of relevance. Inside the ark was the tablets on which the word of God was written. God has spoken with the man Moses on Mount Sinai and had given him some guidelines for living. And those guidelines were written on these tablets. And God asked him to put those tablets inside the ark. So this ark was containing the word of God. So God was telling Israel, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, the priest, the Levite, bearing it, don't remain where you are. Then at that time, you should leave wherever you are and go after the ark. Why? Because that ark has got the solution to the crossing of this Jordan. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you will understand something in life, the word of God is the solution to every of life's problems. If you have an issue in life and you could not find an answer by any human means, listen to me, brothers and sisters, there is an answer in the word of God. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And in verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form and void. What does it mean for the earth to be without form and void? Something that is without form is shapeless. It's scattered. You can't describe it. It's disorganized. And the earth was without form and void. To be void means it was useless. It was a waste. In verse 3, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord, go back to verse 2, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now listen, I have said before, the Spirit of God is a person. The Spirit of God is not an imagination. It's not a gas. It's not a wind. It's not smoke. The Spirit of God is a person. So when the Spirit of God came on the scene, he moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In case you are still finding that difficult to understand, if you've heard of Jesus walking on the water, when Jesus was walking on the water, he was simply doing what he saw the Holy Spirit did in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, he came and walked upon the face of the waters. It didn't matter how scattered the earth was. It didn't matter how disorganized the water was. The Spirit of God could move upon it. Brothers and sisters, the situation and circumstances of your life could be so turmoiled. It could be so disturbing. It cannot put God away. God is brooding upon your situation right now. And the Spirit of God came and moved upon the face of the waters. Now, we are not sure for how long the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. But for all the period of time that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, we didn't really see anything said to have happened. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, but the water was still chaotic. If you read how Jesus walked on the water, the Bible says before he got to where the disciples were, there was turmoil, there was storm, and water was turning their boat here and there. Now, in the midst of the darkness, in the night, at about 10 p.m., then they saw somebody coming on the water, walking on the water. Hey, they said, this is a ghost. And Jesus spoke out quickly unto them. Hey, relax, guys. This is not a ghost. It's me. I'm the one. Now, if you study it carefully, even though Jesus was coming on the water was still boisterous. Have you seen how surfers, when they are surfing and then there is a roll of water like that, then they will surf through and the water is over there. They surf through and come out on the other side. You can't live in Australia and pretend as if you're not here. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is that they were not the first. Jesus did it before. Jesus was, go study it. The water was boisterous. Jesus didn't even bother about the water. He was just going on the water. Just walking on the water. I want to guess that when there was some roll of water, Jesus, he surfed in between there and came out on the other side. The Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Now, for all that time that he moved upon the face of the waters, nothing happened to the earth. The earth was still void. The earth was still shapeless. But like I explained before some time ago, he was not just walking on the face of the water, parabolating like a jobless person. No, he was doing something. He was busy calculating in his mind what he was going to do with the situation on ground. The circumstances of your life may have remained for a while. 1 year has gone past. You have been jobless. There has been this health situation. You have tried all medicines. It didn't seem to work. The circumstances in your family seem to have defied all human solution. Your businesses have defied all expert solution. You have tried everything that could be tried. It is 1 year gone, the second year gone, maybe the third or longer. Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Don't think that God is not concerned. He is concerned. He is working on something for you. Just watch out what is going to happen next. How do these things happen? I will show you right away. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said. So which means God began to speak. The words of God began to come out. The word of God begins to come out. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God is speaking light into your situations right now. Light is coming into those situations in your life that previously were dark. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. I will tell you what this means. It is not just a matter of turning on the electricity. It is beyond that. God was saying, let illumination come out. Let understanding come out. Let foresight come out. Understanding is beginning to come to you. Insight is beginning to come to you. You are beginning to understand which way to go. You have been worrying yourself this way, but God says, come on, my son, it's this way. Illumination will come to you. How is it going to come? By the words of God. The word of God came out, and God spoke, let there be light. So illumination comes into your life by the word of God. If you ever been confused about anything in life, that was the last time. Now that the word of God is beginning to enter into your life, illumination begins to happen. You begin to understand what next step to take. You begin to understand what next to do, because the word of God brings light. King David said, the entrance of your word brings light. He also said, Lord God, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Back again in Joshua chapter 3, verse 3, God said to the people, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priest, the Levite, bearing it, then shall ye remove from your place and go after it. You must watch out for the word of God being released unto you. And once you begin to recognize the word of God coming out to you, listen, don't stay where you are. Move and go after it. If you will go after the word of God, you will find solution to every situation of your life. You will find answer to every circumstance of your life in the word of God. The letter of Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. What is grace? Grace is the ability of God at work in a man. Grace is God himself making things to happen for you instead of you doing it yourself. Those things that you could never make happen for yourself before, when grace of God comes into your life, it begins to make those things happen. They look at you and say, what is happening to this guy? Things are changing. His life is moving forward at a speed indescribable. What is happening with this guy? The thing is that grace has been multiplied unto him. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. What is peace? The word that was translated peace here, there are different words used as peace in Greek. The one that was translated peace here is shalom. From the Hebrew word, in the Hebrew rendering. Now, this kind of peace is not the peace of tranquility. There was fight before. Fight is over. There's peace now. No, not that type. This kind of peace is the peace of prosperity. The peace that makes everything begin to move forward in your life. Peace that makes things that were previously impossible to become possible in your life. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. The abundant kind of life, that is what he's talking about. Abundant kind of life be made available unto you. The life of abundance. The life that produces joy and peace. He said that kind of life be made super available unto you. He said grace and peace be multiplied unto you. And he gives us how it happens. He says through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. Grace and peace. A prosperous life. A life of constant increase. Be made available unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. Where is the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord? The knowledge of God and of Jesus is inside the word of God. As you hear the word of God, it will produce an increase of grace in your life. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge, as you are discovering what God's word said, there is an increase of grace upon your life. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Listen, brothers and sisters, the word of the grace of God. I want you to understand something. If you know what God's word is, you will love the word of God. The word of God does not bring condemnation to you. I did something very terrible yesterday. God says, but that's okay. Today is a different day. Get up and let's go. He says, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace. The word of God is of grace. You could not stand a good person. You could not be a good person. If you look at what you have done in the past, the kind of life you may have lived, you are condemned already. Even you yourself, you condemn yourself. If that is how you have lived, he's telling you, listen, that is in the past. He said, now you have been submitted unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. He's not bringing you down. He's able to build you up. If you were weak, the word of God will build strength into you. Some of you have heard my testimony. I grew up very sickly. I was very sick, but the word of God built health into me. Since 1995, I have not had need for a single paracetamol. This was me that was in the hospital every year, every now and then, with drips. But when the word of God came into me, it put health inside my body. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Whatever was lacking in your life, the word of God will put it in there. Whatever you couldn't get elsewhere, if you look for peace everywhere and it couldn't come, the word of God will put peace in your life. If you look for joy everywhere and you couldn't find joy, the word of God is able to build your joy up. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Life may have been destroyed completely. Everybody looks at you and says, for this one there is no hope. The word of God is able to build you up and put you somewhere that nothing else could put you. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. My brothers and sisters, listen to me. Your life is secured with the word of God, because as the word of God comes to you, it will be building you up. It is building you up. It is building you up. Now, you see those high cranes, and then you are watching what is happening here. Gradually, that crane is putting building blocks. It's putting building blocks on what was an ordinary. In fact, they start from under the ground. They have dug that place deep down into the ground. And you look, why did they put a pit here? They say, watch. The crane has come in here. The crane is able to put building blocks and pour some concrete somewhere and begin to fix some things. It's building what? A skyscraper. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. When the word of God finishes with your life will be a beauty to behold. Everybody will see you built up. That is the word of God. He says it there. He says able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. The word of God is able to give you an inheritance. What is inheritance? Inheritance is what a father has labored for. He has finished everything. And then when the son grows up, the father is passing away. Those things are given to the son as an inheritance. He doesn't have to labor for them again. He walks into it and begins to enjoy it. Listen, brothers and sisters, God is your father and you are his child. He has got inheritance for you. What God is giving to you, you don't have to labor for it. One of the things God is giving to you is good health. One of the things God is giving to you is peace and prosperity. One of the things God is giving to you is safety and security. God will make peace in your world. He will provide all the things you ever would have asked for. Whatever is your dream is part of what God has made provision for. He says the word of God is able to build your life up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Who are those that are sanctified? They are the precious children of God that has been called out of the world of trouble. And you are one of them. I am one of them. The word of God is able to produce in you what nothing else could do. If you will hold on to the word of God, he said, I commend you to the word of God and to the word of his grace. Brothers and sisters, I commend you to the word of God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among the sanctified ones. I want you to thank God for his plans concerning your life. God has a plan for your life. The word of God will reveal those plans to you. The word of God will show to you how beautiful your life could be. Nothing will stop God. He is on a plan, he's on an agenda, and his agenda is to make your life a beauty. The word of God will show you the way of life. It will show you what way to go in life. Go ahead and give God thanks. Thank him because your life is set for glory. Your life is set.
That you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at info@cesydney.org. That is info@cesydney.org. God bless you.